Saturday night's performance of My Name is Asher Lev opened to a packed house and after 80 mostly spellbinding minutes closed to a standing ovation. Regional theater's an amazingly flexible and interconnected network. Three organizations are involved in the current project. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington is responsible for selecting and bringing Indianapolis's Phoenix Theater's successful production to Bloomington, and they're staging it in the Bloomington Playwrights Project's theater. There's a fourth connection, the play's directed by Bloomington resident Martha Jacobs. My Name is Asher Lev is Chaim Potok's novel of the growth of a gifted artist, played by John Michael Goodson. He's born into an Orthodox Jewish family in Brooklyn. Early in the play, adapted by Aaron Posner, we get an upsetting, strong scene as Asher's father, Bill Simmons, angrily condemns the 12-year-old Asher's drawings, while Wendy Farber, as his mother, stands helplessly by. Although Saturday night it seemed awkward and a bit out of balance, it did emphasize the levels of anger and innocence in the play. From there, the story goes backward in time to Asher's development from the age of 6. He speaks directly to the audience of the early discovery of his gift. His early efforts are actually encouraged. In particular, a cheerful uncle, Bill Simmons again, actually buys one of the preteen sketches. Despite the father's concern, the family rabbi, Bill Simmons, still again sends Asher to the established artist Jacob Kahn. Kahn, Bill Simmons, of course, counsels, mentors, introduces the boy to a gallery owner, Wendy Farber, and his first nude model, Farber again, but just the back of the right shoulder. All the while, the older artist cautions and even warns the boy of the dangers of the commitment to honesty in art. In many of the family scenes, Asher's mother is the mediator, the peacemaker in disputes between Asher and his father. It's a nice feature of the play that at the same time that Asher's seeking to grow and develop, his mother is expanding her horizons beyond the home, to community, to study, to travel, and to work. She's as critical of Asher's choices as the father, but more open in her love. As Asher continues to grow and develop, the play moves toward its climax with his big show. It's a show where Asher finally dramatizes his struggle with his father and his mother's place between them, using the most fundamental of Christian images, the cross. They come to the opening because he promises no nudes, but of course get much more. Following his parents' stunned reaction, there's still a lot of falling action. The play seems near end, but Asher has a lot more dialogue. I confess my mind wandered a bit, but the play picks up and concludes with a potent image of separation, mirroring Asher's artistic rendering of the separation from his family and the suffering of his mother. My Name is Asher Lev is a fascinating, intelligent, thought-provoking story of growth and the development of an artist's self-awareness and conscience. It features a trio of very accomplished actors in a taut production directed by Martha Jacobs. You can find an interview with director Martha Jacobs along with this and other reviews and interviews on our website at WFIU.org. My Name is Asher Lev has a final performance in the Bloomington Playwrights Project's theater Thursday, June 16th at 7:30. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.